This is GQDN for Monday, February 24th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. It's excellent, excellent stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we do have some PlayStation news. We have some things going on in the northeast of the USA. And of course, we got some Microsoft Xbox news. But today we begin with Pokemon. Via NintendoLife.com, Pokemon won a lawsuit against a ripoff app. And they won the lawsuit against a Chinese mobile app under the Copyright Infringement Acts. And the case was against Pokemon, or Pocket Monster, my fault, Remake. Pocket Monster Remake, which is also called Pocket Monster Issue Reissue. And that has been running for many years. Well, not many years, but only 3 years. Or maybe more than that, because the Pokemon Studio was starting that lawsuit back in 2022, which is why I said 3 years, and was seeking damages of around $70 million because it was claiming that the app did steal the assets and gameplay from the Pokemon series. Now, the case was resolved last September through the Gangshu Machi Network Technology and the Trugos Fengji Network Technology, but the two companies did appeal that decision. And the legal proceedings was finalized there last week when a Chinese case said the case was done, or Chinese court said the case was done. The companies were forced to enter a settlement. The numbers are not available. And the two companies did state that their mobile app, in a formal apology, that they were using the design elements that came from the Pokemon video game series. And they had unfairly taken advantage of the reputation of the Pokemon video game. Here's what it said. Quote, under the guidance of relevant precedents and judicial documents issued by the High People's Court of Guangdong Province, we have deeply realized that our acts have violated relevant laws during the second instance trial and settlement process. The game has extensively used design elements of the well-known Pokemon video game series, infringing the copyrights related to the Pokemon video games, and has unfairly taken advantage of the fame and reputation of the Pokemon video games, thereby constituting acts of unfair competition. Our copyright infringement and acts of unfair competition have caused sufficient economic losses to the rights holders and severely damaged the image of original Pokemon video games. We hereby sincerely apologize to TPC and the other rights holders, as well as the vast number of players, consumers, and the general public. End quote. Now we go to DualShockers.com because some of the laid-off Marvel Rivals developers did have a huge role for the game key features. And those developers were headed by Thaddeus Sesser, and he did do some talking after he and his team was laid off. So here's what he said, quote, when I first joined the team, one of the first things I designed was the idea of team-ups. A great thing about Marvel IP are the characters, of course. I read these comics growing up and was invested on the lives of these fictional people. These characters would often be parts of larger groups like Avengers or the X-Men. The groups often functioned like a small family or a very tight team. They'd often have a special move, like the fastball special, that they'd use in combat. I thought this should be represented in the gameplay. It would add a deeper layer of complexity to the current experience, but I wouldn't force specific role selection. It would also allow some tweaking and changes to the meta layer over time. That's a good thing, because perfect balance is a boring balance. The specific team up between Storm and Human Touch was in my original pitch deck. I'm excited to see it announced, but I can't wait to hear how the players feel about the team-ups feature. Now, despite these layoffs, NetEase does say that they will have a steady flow of content for Marvel Rivals. Now we go to Rumorville, Rumorville, Rumorville. Now we go to Rumorville. And right down the street, we see a rumor through WCCF Tech of a release date for Nintendo Switch 2. So, will this be true or not? Well, we know that the April Direct is going to happen. And there was a former sales lead talking to the Kit and Krista podcast with the name of Sean. And they did suggest that the system will be likely be released at the start of summer, the end of the school year. And Nintendo would have kids in school talking about the system up until its release. And WCCF Tech says that, well, if that happens, June is a likely month, and maybe mid-June to late June. Now, what we don't know, one, is the cost, for where the former Nintendo employee did say that the system will cost about $400, which is possible. And we still don't know about the console's specs, which is also very mysterious to us. But April is coming. April is coming indeed. Because we're only in February, we're about to hit March. March is only a few days away. So April comes. Here we go. Now we go to Destiny 2. Because that could be played on Nintendo Switch, possibly? Switch 2. And according to Eurogamer, look, there's a bug in there. But that bug became so popular that Bungie said, we'll just make it a feature. See, Bungie did turn that bug. And the bug is a class-locked exotic weapons. Well, those weapons will be a part of it there anyway. And the team did admit that they don't always look at the bugs, and they have to decide whether to eliminate them or make them a feature. And Bungie did admit that some of the class lockouts for the exotic glaives were a mistake, and that they caused some very happy people. So, they let it go. So, in the latest blog update, Bungie did do some writing. Quote, we've been seeing some great collaborations with the removal of these constraints. Our first reactions were focused more towards fixing the issue, as we want to retain strong class-based fantasies within Destiny and removal of class muddies the water a bit. As an example, it was a bit weird to see Warlock or Hunter spawning near Mini-Bubble or seeing a Titan running like a ninja. After some discussions between the team members, we've arrived at a new decision. We're going to let this ride. A fun example of a bug becoming a feature. End quote. So will some things stay? Some things go, huh? Or maybe some things come back. GameSpot did say that the XCOM creator, that's a word, is ready to return to the franchise. If this former employer does decide to call him. That's Julian Gallup. And he did say that if Firaxis wants him, he will come back willingly. In fact, Gallup did talk to Eurogamer. Quote, I'm perfectly happy being known as the XCOM guy. I mean, it was a foundational game in my career, and probably also, in some ways, a foundational strategy game and strategy gaming at the time. Even though, not long after it came out, the real-time strategy scene really took over, end quote. Now, he did say that he was still waiting for a call from Firaxis, the boss, Sid Meier, or Meier, just so he can go to work. And currently, he's working on a real-time action strategy title called Chipping Claws versus Brainoids. And that's where you have to gain some resources to raise an army, and also would let you venture out to the front lines to do battle alongside your troops. That should come out later this year. Now, Firaxis has been busy over the past few years, especially with one of my favorites, Marvel's Midnight Suns, and with Sid Meier's Civilization 7. Those are games, right? Well, PlayStation did say that we're sorry over the issues there for Christmas. Via PlayStationLifestyle.net, the PlayStation Store is giving you an apology and a voucher redemption, and that's for players who attempted to redeem codes on December 24th and were met with an error. And there are some emails that are going out with the PlayStation Store credit going out for those players. Here's what PlayStation said on the PlayStation Store. Quote, we are aware that on 12/24/24, a system error resulted in users being unable to redeem voucher codes on the PlayStation Store, and we have identified your account as one of impacted by this error. We apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused and have provided you with a 10 USD wallet credit. Your voucher should now be redeemable as well if you have not redeemed it yet. So if you bought a game at that time, tried to download it, you might get a voucher. Oh, but they said that some games are leaving too. And once again, PlayStation Lifestyle. And these are not yet confirmed. But they did say that some of the games will be going. And they're expecting Tales of Kanzera, Zao, will leave in April. Animal Well, Dave the Diver, and Kena, Bridge of Spirits, Doom, and Wolfenstein. So we'll see if they do leave within the next month or two. But that's not Xbox. Pure Xbox did say that there's some new Xbox AI models. And, Phil Spencer said that they have to be the focus to make some great games. It wasn't just Phil Spencer. It was also Satya Nadella. I butchered that one big time. Yes, I did. And she said via Pure Xbox, quote, "One thing that we wanted to go after was using gameplay data. Can you actually generate games that are both consistent and then have the ability to generate diversity of what a game represents and then persistent users' mods, right? So that's what this is. We're going to have a catalog of games that we will start using these models, or we are going to train these models to generate, then start playing them. And in fact, Phil Spencer showed it to me. He had an Xbox controller, and his model basically took the input, generated the output based on the input, and was consistent with the game. And that, to me, is massive. Massive moment of wow." Further quote, "We definitely think that AI can be helpful. It's kind of like the CGI moment for gameplay long term. But at the same time, you've got to produce great quality games. You can't be a game publisher without first and foremost being focused on that." End quote. Something to keep our eyes on. And I've been keeping my eyes on this. Once again, via Pure Xbox, they're talking about Avowed, and it is doing quite well, even though it's on Game Pass. And Pure Xbox did say that apparently it's doing pretty well, both critically and commercially, and that is in the eyes of Obsidian Entertainment. The game director, Kerry Patel, did talk to Bloomberg about Avowed's development and its launch, where Bloomberg did note that players have raved about the game, and the company is also happy about it because the game went number one on Steam last week, and it, to Pure Xbox, did sound like Avowed the game did sell really well, even though it's on Xbox Game Pass. So, they didn't provide the numbers, but I'm thinking people do like it. I wonder if it can be played in places like Maryland and New York, because we're going to the esports corner, because both Maryland and New York are providing roadblocks in the iGaming expansion. Now, there's a push to legalize iGaming in Maryland and New York, and that did take a hit last week. And that's both politically and from the opposing industry insiders. Now we're talking about gambling here, and we're talking about gambling on esports. Now for Maryland, it was about the fears of the market cannibalization of the traditional gaming revenues. In New York, the lawmakers are facing some legislative hurdles to authorize the online interactive gaming in the state. Now for Maryland, in the House Bill 17, the sponsor of that bill, Roland Monson, did label the online esports gambling as a fallacy. And that was while he was pointing to the state's $200 million illicit gambling market to justify the reason to advocate the legalization. Now for New York, there's a Senate Bill 2614. And if this bill does go through the Senate and the Assembly, the New York Governor, Kathy Hochul, has to still sign it. And right now, that bill is being held up in the state of New York government. Gambling's going on, but what would you do if you won? Oh, you might have to buy some stuff. Well, if you're looking for some expansion cards for your Xbox, according to Polygon, they're about 30% off right now. And that is the WD Black C50 expansion card. Right now, is $110 at Amazon. The 2 terabyte at Amazon is at $200. It's $116 there for the 1 terabyte at Best Buy. And PlayStationLifestyle.net says that some PlayStation Premium players can now stream demos alongside trials. And there are some demos out there and some trials out there too. So if you got PlayStation Plus, go ahead and do that. Have fun with it too. Just like we love you. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.